No matter where in Lansing or in the world you are,
1320 WILS brings you live streaming so you can keep up with the capital city.
Take more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS wherever you go so you don't find yourself out of sync with the Lansing area.
The true live in Lansing coverage is
more compelling talk radio.
1320 WILS.
Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we spent a lot of time talking about getting a job and what you do in the employment situation to make that happen, but there are an awful lot of people, a lot more people than not, who already have jobs. The question is, how are they impacted? What happens to the survivors in this economy? I want to welcome in a co-host for this segment, Ken Glickman, Management and Career Consultant with Gilbert Tweed Associates. Hello, Ken.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm not doing as great as I could be, but I can't blame you for infecting me.
We can't do it over the phone line.
No. I was hoping to be able to point the finger that I can't even make that sound credible, so you're off the hook. Want to talk a little bit about what happens in a situation like this and what happens to the survivors when there are cutbacks all around them, when budgets are cut, and there is maybe an element of fear in a workplace?
Well, you know, I think it's a very sad thing, and I think a lot of companies forget about them, disregard them, or they do not acknowledge the grief that these people are going through.
What does it do to productivity, Ken?
Oh, it goes in the toilet. These folks... a lot of it depends on how well their comrades have been treated by the company when they were let go. Were they really given a lot of understanding? Were they given counseling? Were they given enough time to make decisions? Were they treated respectfully?
Mm-hmm.
If they were, then the survivors feel a little bit better. But if they weren't, then in addition to the guilt that they feel and the anger, they feel anger towards their bosses.
What can employees do about that?
Well, it's very, very difficult. I think, first of all, they have to talk to each other. They have to talk to counselors. And companies should acknowledge that grief and should realize that these people who left were people that they spent more time with than their wives and their husbands in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
They spent all day with them for many, many years. And to see them leave is a very difficult thing. It is like taking a leg from a stool and just ripping it off and having three legs left in the stool. The stool is forever wobbly. It just can't operate well. And that's what it's like when you lay off hundreds of people, and the state of Michigan will, within 30 days or so, be laying off thousands of people.
What is worse, Ken, the practical aspects of this, where people have work piled upon them, and it means that I guess the more that you try to do, the less that gets done at peak efficiency, or the fact that they're so paranoid and they're worried about what's going to happen next week or next month. And so it's almost a paralysis situation.
What's so interesting, Jack, is when people get let go and they will meet and they're busy looking for a job. They're redoing their resume. They are really looking into their background and they are working at getting a job. And they meet sometimes for lunch with people they used to work with. And the people they used to work with, they say, "You're the lucky ones. We still have to be there." they're not as directed. And so a lot of people really don't realize that. And companies should also realize that the future of their company depends on the people who are still working.
What about communication, Ken, and management talking to employees, letting them know what is coming, even if it is not necessarily all positive, so that they don't feel blindsided? They feel at least there are open channels of communication.
Well, I think communication obviously is essential. I think also making things very clear. There's going to be a lot more work to be done, so let's reorganize, let's redo things, let's make everyone know what their job is, what they're going to do, and what's expected of them. They're also thinking, the survivors, will I be next?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the company has to say, we have completed our layoffs. The layoffs had to be done for financial reasons. We do not see layoffs in the future. If that, in fact, is true.
Right.
And if it's not, then you have to tell them, you know, in 6 months, we might have to do this again.
How many companies do that? How many companies are that upfront with their employees?
Well, I think they're as upfront as they can be. First of all, lawyers are now in the middle of this, and they're watching every word the companies say because they don't want companies to be sued.
Right.
But
right.
There's a lot of confusion on the part of the individuals as to, okay, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
And what if somebody has really, their career has gone up? They've made more money and they've done well since people have left. They feel guilty about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, feeling guilty, I felt a little guilty about having you come on with us today because I know that you've been battling a health issue, and you were able to do that Thursday. But thank goodness last Monday you had a pinch hitter, and Tony Talbot did a terrific job.
Oh, she's wonderful.
You know, it's not like you were going to lose your position here, Ken, but, you know, if you go on vacation now, I feel a little better.
Well, Tony is great, and I actually listened to her segment, and she talked a lot about communication.
Yes.
And, you know, it cannot be overly stressed. I mean, communication usually is the issue when there's a lot of stress on the job and people have really having problems. But the survivor syndrome is something that companies must look at and must address because it will really have detrimental effects on the future of the company.
I'm guessing there are some companies where employees have not been utilized to their fullest potential, and in that case, when there are cutbacks and duties are shifted, maybe things get more to where they should have been. But in the majority of companies I know, people are already working at pretty close to their capacity, and they already have enough stress on the job. So when suddenly three people's jobs have to be done by two, it gets very difficult for them health-wise. There may be some fallout that way, people missing work, and then it's counterproductive.
Well, you're right, and I think at that point is the time for...
Speaking of which, are you okay, Ken?
I'm alive.
All right. Well, that's the most important part, I tell you what.
This is a time for management to sit down with the staff and say, you know what, we have this much work to do. Let's talk about how we can rearrange the workflow, and let's all work together to make this happen.
Prioritize. That's very important. You're absolutely right. Ken Glickman, Gilbert Tweed Associates, our weekly Get a Job feature. Ken, we'll talk to you next week.
I'll be in better shape, Jack.
All right, we'll be back with Hour 2 coming up. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.
Fox News, your local Lansing update, and what happened today on Wall Street next. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. The White House insisting Americans aren't being told not to go to Europe, clarifying the weekend travel advisory issued by the State Department.
We are concerned enough to alert those that are in Europe to be alert to their surroundings. That's what the State Department's job is.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, Britain, Sweden, and Japan also issuing travel advisories amid concerns about an Al-Qaeda-linked terror plot targeting European cities. Intelligence officials in Pakistan, meantime, say a U.S. missile strike has killed five militants connected to that terror plot, the five believed to be German citizens in the region for terrorist training. The NRC says it's already on it. Federal auditors recommending the Nuclear Regulatory Commission be given